This is Alex McKiernan with LEAD 36 International Study Travel Seminar. We are on a bus outside of Buenos Aires, Argentina right now. And we had just left the Estancia Santa Susana, which is an Argentine dude ranch, basically. We arrived in Argentina yesterday from Chile and took in a tango show last night. And then came out to the Estancia Santa Susana this morning. And I'm sitting here with Skip Hecox from Stapleton, Nebraska, and he is the best Spanish speaker in the group, but he doesn't think so, so he's been very quiet about it until just recently. And we're just going to chat about some of the stuff we've seen. So let's go backwards, Skip, and start with Estancia Santa Susana. Again, it's kind of a dude ranch that demonstrates gaucho culture, food, and gauchos effectively are cowboys. So, Skip, what stood out to you from our time at Santa Susana?
Thanks, Alex. I think one of the things that stood out to me at the ranch was the history with tango, especially. Originally, tango was a dance performed by the gauchos without women, actually. And since its inception, it's evolved and morphed into what we think of as tango in a contemporary sense. And it's really been interesting to think about that and to compare and contrast its origins to how we think about it today.
Right, like it was, for a long time it was sort of underground, not popular, and now it's this amazing representation of Argentine culture.
Oh, certainly, and we went to Senor Tango yesterday evening, and at the presentation or the show, it did a really good job of demonstrating what tango was originally when Argentina was first settled, and again, went through the different iterations of what tango was through the decades and demonstrated what it is today.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about that a little bit. When we got to Senor Tango last night, I'm just kind of like city claustrophobic a little bit and feeling worn out from the trip and just wanted to be out in the open space. So when we got out into the country today, I was a lot more receptive to the sort of cultural experience and some of the touristy stuff. How are you feeling about the trip in general? What are you learning about yourself and how are things going?
You know, I think it's interesting, Alex. The more we talk with natives both in Chile and Argentina, you know, we might live literally a world apart. We might speak different language. We definitely think different politically in certain respects. We both have different ideas about how the world should be in our minds. But the more we talk with natives, I feel like the more I find that we have in common, especially in the ag sector. We're facing a lot of the same issues: taxes, access to finance, access to land, and definitely challenges with government. And I think in the future in agriculture, we need to focus more on our similarities than our differences.
I like it. It takes all kinds to make the world go round. Well, we're going to leave it there, Skip. This is Alex McKiernan again from Argentina with the LEAD 36 International Study Travel Seminar. Thanks.